Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. If you wonder why I don't talk for like probably like 30 seconds or whatever, because like there's an intro and stuff that goes on Blog Talk that if you're watching Facebook Live, you don't hear. So that's why. That way, I'm not interrupting that. But thank you so much for tuning in. Someone asked me that one time, and I keep forgetting to, you know, some people don't know. Democrats schedule 2 more closed-door impeachment depositions. You know, I know they want to talk about transparency, but we need to do this. Yeah, we need, as Americans, we need to go there and let them know, okay, that's our employees slacking off at work, and we need to confront them. More of our tax dollars being flushed down the toilet. Hell, the Washington, D.C. reminds me more of a bozo show. Okay, let's sit there. Let's look at the bozo pewter. It's a boy. Its number is 2641J. It's Bernie Sanders. Come on down. Square. Ridiculous. Well, I heard it from I didn't talk to the whistleblower. My cousin's best friend's brother's uncle's buddy that he works with, sister's mother-in-law's half-brother on her dad's side, said that he heard that this, the whistleblower was a guy who said that she thought was actually a woman, but we're not really sure. It's all hearsay, but that's more important than actually having the person testify. And, you know, I mean, hearsay is more important, you know. A prayer chain is more easily understood than this crap. It's like Eric Holter with the gun running investigation. He can't know what's going on because he'll be in trouble, but he has to know what's going on because he's running. He's running that whole department. You know, but don't worry, folks. Honey. Yeah, on my mug. But what we're doing here, folks, is one simple little thing. You know, this is not, this impeachment's about America. We got to save America. We got to save the Constitution. Nancy Pelosi, okay. I'll get into her trying to save the Constitution there. Franklin Graham. You know, Reverend Franklin Graham has come out and slams this impeachment hearing as one of the darkest days in our. It's a sham. It's a shame. I want to get into that. We had another school shooting in California. I want to get into something. Our thoughts and prayers always go out to all the people affected, all the people, you know, and with the hot mic. Remember when Obama talked about the hot mic and. You know, well, once I get in, you know, with the then Russian president, you know, I'll have more clout once I get reelected, you know. Yeah. Okay, there. Oh, it's scary, but, you know, our thoughts and prayers do go out to the people in California who have been deeply affected, and I want to get into the big issue there, and also, what's happening in Canada could be coming here, because they... Harvester has set pretty much a record. It's going to be great. Get into that. And if that gets a roof over his head for free, I'm charged. It was kind of cool. A Navy veteran gets a roof over his house. It's the least we can do for someone that fought for our country. Manchester United. Something I actually agree with. Jose Mourinho when you talked about United, I want to get into that because I actually agree with Jose Mourinho. It's going to be interesting to see. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward with that. So thank you so much for tuning in. Nanum 1:7. The Lord is good and a strong refuge. When trouble comes, He is close to those who trust in Him. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And I'm not trying to downplay anything here when it comes to this school shooting. But you know, there are people that are like, you know, we need to ban guns. We need to do this. We need to have, you know, gun-free zones and all this stuff and all these different things happening. And, you know, and I'm like, and I was getting into it in a friendly conversation with someone. I'm like, well, this one school shooting, it's fake news. It's CNN. It didn't happen. Because I'm like, well, is this a gun? Was that school a gun-free zone? He said, yeah, I think all schools are gun-free zones. I said, well, then this never happened. This is fake news. It's bullcrap. Why would people make this up? Well, how can a gun or someone with a gun get into a gun-free zone? Guns cannot get into gun-free zones. That's the whole point of a gun-free zone. There's no way a gun or an intruder with a gun could have ever gotten into a gun-free zone with it. It's not going to happen. It's fake news. I call bull crap. And because he was someone that was in support of gun-free zones, he thought they worked. And I burst his bubble. Because he's like, because if you say it's a gun-free zone, then it proves my point that gun-free zones never work. They're not the issue. We need to have...
Guns don't kill people, kill people.
Like I said, okay, we're going to have we have Village Pantry. I know there's like white hens and there's all kinds of 7-Eleven stuff. Okay, if you went to a Village Pantry or 7-Eleven and there were guys behind the counter fully armed with AK-47s, are you going to rob them?
Okay. This could kill you, correct? I'm holding up a knife.
Yeah. See, my wife is threatening me with a knife right now, just so it's on video.
No, you don't have... Well, okay, you have my voice. Okay.
Beep.
But if I just take lay two. It here, if I just lay it here, because it's been sitting on our counter, it ain't going to do a thing. I physically have to take it and
so I'm getting reconnected, folks.
Okay.
It I don't know. Who knows? But welcome back, folks.
It's like a piece of metal, like this pole or flat pole. It can be thrust into you and kill you. A piece of wood can be made into a spear. Just making them, having it, does not make you a killer, and it does not hurt anybody. A person physically has to use it for it to do any damage and stop it, Rascal.
And it's the truth, and that's the thing people don't get. People never will. Well, that's what, and I burst, because this person was like, oh, we need to ban guns, we need to have gun-free zones. And I'm like, well, you just proved my point that a gun-free zone is not going to do anything. We need to have armed, look at how many vets we have that are trained. Well, heck, there are gang members that are trained because they go through the military and when they're done, hey, they become a full-fledged member. But, you know, I mean, I'm not dissing. Yeah, there are gang members that's a part of the initiation. They go through Marine boot camp, and they learn how to shoot guns so that when they get out, they become a full-fledged member. Hey, you're our sniper. But it's tragic what's going on in these schools, but it's not the gun's fault.
It's evil.
Yeah, you said it. Ding, ding, ding. And that's a big issue because, you know, these little bleeps, you can't discipline them anymore. When I was in school, the teacher had a wooden paddle with holes in it, and she would break your tailbone, and then your parents would come home and they'd break your tailbone. Well, you can't do that now. We gotta learn. We can't do anything. We can't. Our kids. Yeah. Our schools are about as big as a joke as this government. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. You know, we can't discipline our kids. You know, if my mom wanted to get me something with Will, she would. If she didn't, she wouldn't. I cannot tell you how many times I wanted to, well, yeah, a mom would make it better at home. I want to go here. I want to go there. No, we'll just eat at home. Save money. Okay. Actress Monique is suing Netflix. This just came up on the wire. Alleging racial and gender discrimination. The most PC network out there, the most liberal network out there, and she's going to claim that they're discriminating? Wow. I mean, I love her. I love Monique, man. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, I mean, that's just like, that's shocking coming from the most, well, then, I mean, liberals are the most discriminating. And, I mean, if you're actually... if you're on Netflix, and if Trump was to try to have a show on Netflix, it'd never happen. And what Trump would do is, okay, I'm going to buy you. Okay?
Obama and Michelle are supposed to have a show.
Is it going to be about, like, Michelle's transformation?
Maybe.
She had the balls in that relationship. But, I mean, that came up, so it's just, you gotta lighten up the mood, folks, because, I mean, seriously, the Democrats scheduled 2 more closed-door impeachment depositions? Oh, we wanna be transparent with this. We're not gonna tell you who the whistleblower is, it's all hearsay. We're gonna tell you, I had to read about 25 times before I understood that it was. Let me see here. In this transcript that you gave me, let me see here. Okay, the transcript, it says here, on page 2, it says, you heard that your mother's, grandmother's, uncle's, sister's, half-brother's friend who went to school with him in 3rd grade heard from his mother that his best friend's sister's cousin heard that Trump was trying to collude with Ukraine and do all kinds of stuff. I'm assuming I read that correctly because, you know, I had to read it like 12 times to figure it out. But it doesn't matter because hearsay is more important than actual facts. Just like, remember in Missouri, hands up, and then they... well, the evidence doesn't support that fact. Hands up. Oh, well, we just heard people saying that they saw hands up. We just went along with what everyone else was saying. You know, we just kicking it, you know. They'd be like, hands up, yo. Be like, right on, man, hands up. They didn't take the time. If they didn't see anything, we didn't see a damn thing. That was the one time that Black people came out and said, oh, I saw it. normally they don't see nothing. I didn't see nothing. Nope, I don't know nothing. I didn't see anything. I know nothing. I saw nothing. That day, like, oh yeah, man, he had his hands up. No one saw anything. It was just hearsay. They heard people say stuff, so they saying what they heard. And that's all this. They have nothing. They can't answer any questions. And when you try to ask Clara questions, and it's just like, up, up. She will not answer that question. They don't have nothing. They don't have anything. They don't have a candidate. They don't have nobody. They have no direction. They have nothing. Then you have Bernie Sanders and AOC were doing a little thing today, and it's like, you know, we need to bring jobs back, and we're gonna create jobs. And what, you know, yeah, with your Green New Deal, yeah, okay, there. How are we gonna get to work? Because we're not gonna be able to have a car, not gonna drive, not gonna do anything. AOC, but don't worry, folks, it's all good because you know, we got this better new Green Deal. Yeah, we got the Hunter Green New Deal. You know, the first one was the Green New Deal. This is the Hunter Green Deal. Yeah, it's what it is, you know, because it's what... Oh, Lord. Yeah, AOC is about as useful as a wind turbine on a hot summer day. They both produce hot air. I mean, it's... But these kids that don't know anything eat it up. Yeah, they're going to bring back jobs. Yeah. Remember what Joy Behar said. Well, don't say you're going to take away the guns. Do it after you get in. Promise them the world. And then when you get in there, take it away from them. Promise them all this free stuff. Promise them free health care, free everything, free cars, free money. I'm going to run for president. Yes, as your president, you are going to have a printer in your home to print your own money. So if you need to go to the grocery store, you just print money out of your own. You're going to have U.S. mints in every household. Got to fix my mic stand. Hold on, folks. We're live. That's what we do. But that's what we're going to have. Yeah, that's what you do when you're Facebook Live. If you're watching Monday, Jamal, or anything, I'll be like, light bulbs out, hold on, folks, and he walks off and fixes it. But, you know, that's the beauty of live. This ain't edited. We don't edit here on the show, folks. You get reality. But anyways, that's this world we live in. That's this world we live in. That Green New Deal. The greener new deal, the greenest of greener new deals.
The lime green deal.
The lime green deal. Oh, Lord, help me.
I would rather have
100
green than
mine. Oh, yeah, man, I'd rather. But these kids bite up because they don't know any better. They don't, okay. And that's the problem. They're going to be getting, they think they're going to be given all this free crap. And like, what did Joy Behar say just a moment ago? Well, don't say you're going to take away their guns. Once you get in, then take away their weapons. Take away their Second Amendment right. That right there should tell you, don't listen. So if
she doesn't realize, okay, they take away your Second Amendment. Guess what's next?
Everything.
Well, starting with the First Amendment.
Yeah, everything.
If she doesn't like what they say or do, she'll lose her job. Then how happy will she be?
But I guess that's what I'm trying to get. These kids don't realize that if Joy Behar is telling Democrats to say one thing and do something else, then what makes you think that they're going to give you all this stuff because they're going to say one thing and do something else?
Exactly.
And that's what's happening. But these kids don't get it. I was listening to on my break at work. I was listening to a little bit of Glenn Beck. And he had, and there's the clips on online with him and Bill O'Reilly, and Glenn Beck was talking today, and he was like, you know, this impeachment's not about Trump. It's about us. They're not after Trump. They're after us, our freedoms, everything we hold dear. They're just standing in the way. Okay? See, these politicians want to be eating on 14, pure, solid, 4-9 spine, not 49's fine gold plates in China while you starve. Remember, there's a little thing called the French Revolution. And if you want to know what happened there, that's, you know, when the French people couldn't afford and couldn't do anything and were starving, and the kings and queens were eating like billionaires and millionaires. Guess what? It's coming. People are fed up. People are tired of seeing Democrats and Republicans have millions of dollars in net worth, and we're struggling. Where's my cost of living wage increase? I don't want it. Actually, there's a gas station where I live where you don't have to pay to put gas in your tires. And it's amazing how many people will sit there, and because they put air in the tires and it's free, they're like, oh, no, I got to get something here, man. I want to give back. You helping us by giving us free air in our tires instead of having to pay, I want to give back. And they'll usually go and buy stuff. When I worked there, I used to stop there and get stuff all the time. And he would carry things that I drank personally because I bought it every day. He didn't carry it. That's called customer service. These politicians work for us. We're the boss. They're the employee. They're jerking around in the break room when they should be out working. And people are calling them out on it. These Republicans, and not all of them are great. They're all, you know, but at least they're standing up and saying, okay, let me see here. So you want to say that, remember when Barack Obama said on the hot mic to then President DM, is what I call him because I can't pronounce his name. Devin Nunes said this. He goes, you know, remember when he said, like, well, once I get elected again, I'll have more clout. I'll be able to do more. Remember that? And it was caught on hot mic. How is that not inflammatory to the Ukrainians? According to my brothers, sisters, half cousins, uncles, third cousins, baby sister, cousin Tracy, I can't really, I'm not qualified to answer that question, you know. Can you repeat the question anyway? You know, because I totally forgot because I can't answer it. So I just got to buy time until my time is up. Can you speed the clock up? You know, whatever. I mean, Lord help me. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what's going on. But it's people are fed up with it. I'm watching some of it for the conversation, so I know what's going on. But it's like watching The View. It's hard to watch because it's sad because it's Franklin Graham said it best. It's a low point in our history. This is a day of shame. They are that. Why weren't they like this when Bernie Sanders had the nomination taken away from him and stolen from him by Hillary Clinton? Where was this for Hillary Clinton taking away the nomination that should have went to Bernie Sanders? I'll wait. I'm kind of glad because Bernie Sanders would have won in a landslide because everyone thinks that socialism is great in this country. All these kids think that everything's just going to be free and handed to them and given to them. Remember what Joy Behar said? Don't tell them you're going to take away the guns. Wait till after them we'll take away the guns. Yeah, just lie to the people to get in. Then once you're in, do whatever the hell you want to do. We don't care.
That was in
him. That's okay. But anywho, that's how this world is. Let me see what's up. I got, let me see here. I got about 35 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for the glitch. Remember, I got a PayPal link, so if you want to help out, donate, and get better equipment.
Right. which we need.
I need. So, I mean, that's helpful. You know, it doesn't, remember, folks.
We might change the name to Everybody's Conversation if we could get people to donate. It'd be Everybody.
I switched it back just because I can't change the Blog Talk. No, the Facebook is the same, so I can't. So I wanted to keep, because people are like, well, what's the difference between Kyle's Conversations and the Weekly Conversation with Kyle? I said, well, it was this, but then I switched it. But since I can't change the Facebook page, I don't want to delete it and start all over. So that's
well,
what I did.
It
can't
be, because you do it more than once a week now anyway.
Yeah. Oh, wow. No, my mom wrote me on Facebook, so I'm trying to figure out what it means, because I posted a good friend of mine, Colonel Wade Schaefer, who's passed. You know, I got a copy of his book, and it came up. You know, and he was someone that gave to this country. Like, my dad served for this country. My dad sacrificed life and limb for this country. That kind of dedication, that kind of determination demands respect.
What happened?
Oh, just my mom wrote me about a photo of Colonel Wade Schaefer's book.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the photo of your dad.
No, but I also am too. But like my dad just, you know, Melissa's dad sacrificed to make it so I can be on the air. So we can have freedom.
Both of our dads, and it's funny, it has to be a military thing, because our dads are so much alike.
Yeah.
In some ways.
But my dad is still in that mode of, okay, a grenade might go off, I got to eat in 2 seconds.
Well, you see, my dad shall go in.
Uh-huh. I mean, like, if we go to Pizza Hut and they go through the buffet, he'll be done eating, and I haven't got my pizza, because I have to get the gluten-free. And they'll be like, come on, I'm ready to go.
I have to tell you to slow down, too.
Mm-hmm. And I do get that. But I get that from the restaurant business, where 9 times out of 10, you're having to eat while you're working. You don't have time to sit down.
See, a lot of times it's Army, and, you know, my dad only had a certain amount of time for lunch when he worked.
And for
and
me,
dad,
and this is...
When your dad didn't start just being dumped by even an architect. He had other jobs.
Yeah.
Back then... They had to eat when they could as fast as they could.
Yeah. And for me, and this is not to gross anyone or anything, but when you work in a restaurant, you hardly ever get time to sit down or take a break. That's why I've gotten so used to going number one, sitting down, because then I could take a break. I could take 5 minutes and sit, get off my feet. Because when you're on your feet 13, 14, 15, 16 hours a day, it gets tiring. And when you don't have time to sit down ever, okay, my stomach, I gotta go to the bathroom. And then you sit down there and.
Get on the phone again, Facebook.
This is before Facebook on the phone. This is like 10, 12 years ago before cell phones. And it was just to get off your feet. And now I'm just so accustomed to it. Now everyone's gonna say, yeah, I don't think you gotta go number two. No, you're gonna hold it. So, but anyways. It's just how this world is, you know. It's an ever-changing world. And you have these kids that don't know any better that, I'm just going to be, you know, take these politicians. Treat them like that Microsoft person that's calling from the Microsoft support. Yeah, treat them like that. Okay. That's what you got to do. I trust these politicians. That's why I'm gonna start doing that when I see these kids that support like Hillary Clinton or whatever. Like, yeah, I support politicians as much as I do that Microsoft support guy calling. Hello. Thank you for calling Microsoft Support. I'm here to help you. You'll have a virus on your computer, because I had a guy call me about this. And this is funny, because I don't own, I have a Mac. And I'm like, no way, I had him going for like 20 minutes. How do I turn on the computer? Oh, I was like, well, it won't turn on. I hit the button. Oh, I was having him going. It was hilarious. I mean, don't worry. I still get emails. I get emails about having service work done on a B9 Tribeca my sister owned that she hasn't had for like 6 years. I still get like updates. You're due for your 120,000 mile checkup. I called the company and I'm like, yeah, I'm still getting emails to get service done on a B9 Tribeca that my sister used to own that hasn't owned for like, and they still don't know why I'm getting emails because they know that we don't have it. The guy's like, yeah, I know you guys. You don't have it anymore. But that's just how it is, you know. You know, I mean, we got to fix this country because, I mean, we went from $6.9 trillion to $30.6 trillion in stock market value under Trump. Yeah, I mean, we can't have that. I mean, we gotta fix it. I mean, I went to Walmart the other day. They have produce in the grocery store. That can't be. I mean, how can we have, like, a store full of stuff? I want to get in. This one thing, you know, because, like, you know, how can you support? If you hate capitalism, then you can't support a grocery store full of food. Nope. But I was getting into a guy in there. He's making, like a horseradish beef jerky. He goes, yeah, I make all kinds of different jerkies and different things and stuff, and sometimes things I bake or make don't work, and sometimes they do, and I'm like, and he was talking about how you can get anything at Amazon or find anything. I'm like, I said, that's my problem. He goes, you don't like Amazon? I said, well, yes and no, because I want to be able to go to the store and get it. Even if it's one day, I mean, if I could have it here guaranteed next day, even if I order it at 10 o'clock at night, if I can have it at my door the next day, okay. But still, I want to go to Walmart and get the crap. I got a chair that I need to get the flat reed to finish the bottom. I want to buy it. I want to go to Lowe's and check it out and hold it. Okay, wow. You know, and maybe hopefully they would have like 3 or 4 different kinds. Well, I like this wider stuff or whatever. I have to buy it online, and the place I'm going to eventually get it online, that's all they deal with is stuff for wicker chairs and like flat reed and like different things. I've had people say, why don't you get a nice thick like hemp rope or something and do a braid or something, you know, do the same kind of thing, you know, and do it like that. So, you know, I've had people give me suggestions and stuff. I'm like, I like the flat reed or whatever, you know, so. I could use the handyman secret weapon duct tape. But my point is, I want to look at the stuff. Because what if I get, like, man, I don't know. Now I got to figure out how to send it back. That's not what I was really looking for, but, you know. I don't have that. Now, I wish I could just go to, like, Hobby Lobby. I've been everywhere. Like, what's flat reed? I'm like, have you ever seen like a wooden chair that has like a wicker kind of like the wicker chairs? Yeah, it's like that, and they use it, and it's used to like seat bottoms. You can do it for the backs of the chair, all kinds of stuff. Never heard of it. It's like, how hard is it? That's me, you know. I mean, nothing against Amazon or anything, but I want to be able to buy it and at the store. Got about 25 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for checking out my show wherever you are around the world. Don't forget to like and share if you want to let me know your shining in, comment. You can always comment anytime. Like if you find a video like a week, if you somehow you get like a video comes up, one of my old ones, comment. If you comment, I'll get a thing and I'll write you back. You know, I get people to write me once in a while and stuff. So, but, you know, how dare Trump be above the law, you know, because I want to get Nancy Pelosi talking about how, you know, oh, we got to have sanctuary cities where, you know, you can't arrest someone that's illegal. It's a sanctuary city, but oh, they're above the law, but Trump can't be. Oh, well, they're not really above the law. Okay, well, then why do you let rapists and murderers and convicted felons all instead go because they're illegal? I'm just saying, you know. They don't have... It used to be, and I've talked about this in the program before, like, well, 4 years ago they were for this. Now they're against it. Now it's like every day they change their viewpoint. And we are catching them so much to where it's like, wait a minute, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't. Because they say one thing and then something else comes out and this comes out and that comes out and this comes out. And like, oh. And they don't know what to do because... Because if, you know, if I say the gun running investigation, if I know about it, then I'm in trouble. So I can't know anything about it, but wait a minute. Don't you run that department? Aren't you the head guy? How can you not know that happens? Well, of course he has to know. And if he doesn't know, then why aren't you holding him accountable? Why aren't you firing him? Why aren't you doing something? Well, it's the catch-22. Well, he didn't know anything, but at the same time, since he didn't know anything, let me see here. He didn't know anything. Yeah. So he knew. Eric Holter knew what was going on. He just couldn't admit it because then he'd be in trouble. Well, he should be in trouble because he's the head person. I bet you these impeachment hearings probably have lower ratings than the NFL. And if you watched Tuesday's program, look up that Breitbart article that shows people, not, this is not CNN, it's not Fox News, this is people at the game. It's the start of the game. Taking photos. Remember those cameras? Yeah, it dates you when you had a camera like this. Got four photos left. They had the people in the stands took the photos. There's like empty seats everywhere. But it's okay, folks. You know, this impeachment hearing, it's probably getting lower ratings in the NFL because people are, even some Democrats, like, they want Trump gone, but, like, move on. Like, get it, like. And then, you know, AOC is like, well, we're going to do everything that the Democrats want us, you know. And we're going to create jobs. We're going to do all this stuff. I love that if they start talking to me, okay, Bernie Sanders, are you talking like Joy Behar, where you're, like she said, like, don't say you're going to take away the guns, but then once you get elected, then take away the guns. Are you kind of doing that where what I'm hearing out of your mouth is what you're saying, but not what you're actually going to do? Because, you know, Joy Behar doesn't want you to talk about taking our guns, you know, lie to us, and then once you're done lying, then once you get in, then do what you're really going to do. So, I mean, are you telling these kids that all this BS, and then once you're in, you're going to do something totally different, like Joy Behar says? Because she doesn't want you to tell people that you're going to take their guns away from law-abiding citizens that are going to have their guns to protect them from an ever-controlling government that's going to, you know, once you take away our Second Amendment, there goes every other freedom we have. Because, okay, when you have the military police not agreeing with what you're saying, they're going to come and take you and hunt you down and kill you. What's going on in China? You disagree with this government that tries to run your life and own you, control you? Yeah, we're increasing your taxes by 100%, so hand over the money now or you get killed. And there's a 99% chance we're just going to kill you and take all your possessions anyways because we're the government and we run your life and we own you. Oh yeah, you can't protect yourself. But that's what's that's the issues going on in this world, folks. That's the issues going on. You know, kids don't realize that. How does someone fear a man with a gun that knows how to use it? You know, it's a dark day in our country. Franklin Graham had it so right, you know. It is. It's a sham because they're not after President Trump. They're after you and your freedoms and everything. Where are these refugees? Because I was talking about this over the weekend, over on Tuesday, with a buddy of mine from Colombia. Let's say Venezuela has issues and some of the refugees are coming here. How can anyone consider the U.S. a refuge if we become socialist? Where are they going to go? People come here to escape the very socialism that you little teenagers want. Because you don't want to have to earn anything. When you're blessed like I've been blessed, I am eternally grateful. I'm going out of my way to ensure that the things that I'm blessed with are taken care of. I take pride in that Chipson, it's my DIY Les Paul guitar. I take pride in that thing because I built it. Is it perfect? No. Now that I built it, if I want to upgrade it, I'll probably have someone else get some Seymour Duncans and put them in there for me. I can do it. I built the thing already. You can add the humbuckers for me, you know. Because, like, I was watching a video the other day. It was about, like, other day, like, about 2 months ago. And a guy was reviewing one of Jerry Garcia's Liger guitars from Fred Instruments. He goes, man, what's all this crap and all this stuff? And I'm like, well, when his guitars were made, there weren't a lot of effects pedals and there weren't a lot of effects stuff and all his effects things that to make all the sounds he made were built into the guitar, not to where you plugged it into a pedal. And because there are people that have gotten this is the most successful selling guitar pedal in the world and they get it and they hate it. Well you play jazz. This is more for metal. This is more for like a Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, Eric Johnson, Steve Ray Vaughan type. You're not playing that. You're playing like a bluesy jazz. You want this pedal. It may not be the best, but it's the best for what you're doing. And that's what people don't realize. All this free stuff, is it the best for you? Are you really going to pull out? Yeah, we were watching South Park and they had an Adam and Eve commercial. Buy something and get 10 free items. A gift for you, a gift for her, a gift for both of you and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, like they're going to get their, no, it's going to be junk. Okay, this is stuff that was in the warehouse that we didn't know. Wow, this was still in the, wow. Man, this was from like 20 years ago. Wow, we found this in a warehouse we didn't know we had. They're not going to give you the premium, high-end, quality stuff. They're going to give you stuff like, you know, like irregular, not, you know, whatever. Like, once used and sterilized. Wow. Whew. Hope kids weren't in the room, but that's there's free stuff. It's just that. First of all, it's going to be the junk that they can't get rid of. And you're going to pay for it somehow. That free education is going to cost you somehow. Some freedom is going to be taken away from you to get that free stuff. And kids just don't see that. I want to move on now to this because this is pretty cool. Go Canada! Woohoo! This outdoor crop, this Canadian harvester said, touts the lowest harvest ever at just 8 cents per gram to cultivate. I remember when you get like a... Oh, I'll be right back. We're live on the air, folks, and that's what we do. Remember when you were a teenager, like $100 for like 2 little things, 2 little nugs. Now you'll be able to get like a whole garbage bag, 55-gallon garbage bag full for like $5 of like the most dank stuff. See, my wife disses me on this one, but I mean, because of the issues I deal with and pain and all this stuff, you know. You never thought of it as what you're doing, but it's like, hey, it gave me, it's like, it gives you a leaf. I mean, I can't mention any names or anything, and I'm, but there's someone in my support group that goes, he asks a hard question, and I can't mention names or anything, and I'm, you know, out of anonymity, and, but he's like, I got my pain management appointment, and I don't want to go, but I need to go. And I said, you know, like, what's going on? Let's talk. And he goes, well, I'm in excruciating, I'm in pain every day. I'm dying. But I feel like if I say I'm in pain and I'm hurting, I'm a junkie needing pill fix. I'm a junkie needing pill fix. But if I say everything's great, then I'm not fixing the problem. And I don't know what to do. And I said, be up front with the doctor and tell him straight up, yeah, I'm in severe pain. This is what's going on. If you have an actual diagnosable medical condition that, like, you can say, hey, I see a muscular dystrophy doctor. This is what I have. This is what I deal with. I'm in severe pain all the time. I'm in severe fatigue. This is what goes on. If it's something where it's like, you're saying this, but there's no documentation, 99% of the time, they will not do anything for you. But you know, and it's sad that it's come to, you know, like I know a lot of people that don't use the pain management clinics and don't go because they're fed up with, okay, I mean, I always felt like, okay, here I am, a junkie trying to get my fix. I'm a junkie trying to get my fix. But when I was the only person that didn't increase his meds or anything in the 7 years, I was the only person that hadn't increased. Once I got to 7.5, 350 Lortab, I never increased my, ever. And, you know, and this guy has really had real concerns. And it's a struggle we face. But, like, we're not junkies. If we actually have a medical condition, and I'm like, you need to look into trying wherever you live to see if you can supplement with some cannabis on top of many things. I'm one of those true believers that, okay, you have pie. I need to get a board like Glenn Beck. Yeah, you have a pie. Okay, well, let's say cannabis gets rid of 40%.
Then, over 60%. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, and then you say, okay, what am I going to use for, let's say, okay, vitamin B complex gets rid of 20%.
Turmeric, 15%.
Yeah.
Magnesium, some of it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you're going
to... I mean, I take supplements. Well, that's where, honestly, that's what fibromyalgia is doing to me. It is slowly stopping my body from making vitamins and stuff like that with my stomach issues.
And that...
It sucks.
Yeah, and that's, but like I've had people, like cannabis has been proven to help, like if you break a bone, to make it go faster and to do this and to help heal and stuff. And there's people, oh, so if you break a leg, you're just going to go smoke a joint? I said, and that's the most idiotic. I mean, a person that has an MOMH kid would be smarter than that. So I'm not going to get a cast on my leg. I'm not going to take antibiotics. I'm not going to do anything else. Look at Tommy Chong. He uses THC and CBD suppositories for his colorectal cancer and prostate cancer and stuff. But he still takes chemo and does all this other stuff. He uses a myriad of things.
I was just thinking of the soft pop. Where one of them, they were trying to get Kyle's kidney.
Kidney blocker?
Yeah. Well, because they had Tommy and Cheech on there. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That,
with the Cherokee hair tampon?
Yeah.
What's more absorbent than Cherokee hair?
When you said depository, so that just came to my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's Premier League time.
It is, folks. It's Premier League time. And can you believe it or not? Let me go check something real. I don't know if you can believe this, but I actually agree with Jose Mourinho. Believe it, but I mean, he's spot on.
What did he say?
Jose Mourinho has come out and said, well, look at what Liverpool are doing. Look at what Chelsea are doing. Look what all these other clubs are doing. Manchester United, okay? I don't get Zinedine Zidane in there. He's going to fail. You have the owners are horrible. That there's no director of football. There's no direction. There's no leadership. There's no, okay, this is what we want for the club. We want to try to get into the Champions League. We want to try to do this. This is the type of player. There's you're just having people like, well, okay, I want to get this player at United. I want to get this type of player. Okay, yeah, I don't know anything about football. But okay, I'm going to go. Yeah, okay, I'm going to try to barter a deal with it. It'd be like me trying to barter a deal with to get hockey players. I used to watch hockey, but I don't really know much about hockey enough to... I couldn't barter to get a jockey to ride a horse. I don't know, okay, so...
But, okay, the intention of every team is to win and go to the Champions. So the direction should be how they get there is what they need to figure out.
And when there's like
who they can get
okay, well, why don't we have a director of football? Why don't we have owners that want to spend money? Why don't we have we have more money than any club out there? Why aren't we spending? Why aren't we getting what? There's no direction. There's not like this is what. You know, and I kind of...
Why the owners just flat out don't care anymore?
They probably don't. They don't like football. They don't really... But also, I want the best person for the job. And I've said it before, and many people have. If he wasn't a legend at the club, Ollie wouldn't even be near it.
How do you know?
Because he has no background to back up
Well, his background should be a backup. Just like...
Well, I wouldn't put David Beckham near a football team. And he was one of the best Manchester United football...
And you know what? He might be one of the best ones for it.
He's been so... I mean, fashion, yeah. Like, fragrance, yeah. Because that's what he does now. He has, like I have his body wash. It smells pretty damn good. He probably didn't make it. Probably says, here, you like this? Okay, we'll slap your name on it. Like, do you really think that Rich Roy is actually in the kitchen making the dog food? And then came up with it and said, no. Somebody...
Okay, I'm walking away.
Why? You don't...
what they do or don't know. You're seeing, I'll go judgmental. And David Beckham is as much in football right now. Do you know what his son, who his son is playing, and how well his son is doing? You don't think his son, he never helped his son learn that game? He doesn't go to his son's
yeah,
game?
But look at...
He don't know, you don't think he remembers how to play the game?
But you want
to
know...
Okay, you don't know, you should never teach to anyone to cook. Never teach me anything to cook. Just because you can cook doesn't mean you can teach.
Well, look at, no, but you're totally missing the point. Look at how many ex-players have gone on to try to be a manager at a club and they can't win anything. They can't do anything.
Okay. Every single one of them is the exact same, right? They've all had the same owners, all spent the same money, all got the best players. Come on. There's so many factors in that.
I know, but you can't, but like...
Would you rather have someone who knows, who's been in the club, who knows, or someone who don't know a football from a soccer ball?
I would rather have someone that has dominated, okay? He's won 5 Premier League championships.
You do realize that even Sir Alex, the god of soccer, had to learn somehow, right? You know, he had to first...
Yeah, but... Normally, yeah, but like
day.
If you're a Barcelona or yeah, but if you're
day.
A Barcelona or a Real Madrid, you're gonna get someone that has that's okay. Just because you're Zinedine Zidane doesn't mean you're gonna turn out to be a great manager. Look at how many ex NBA players.
They had two managers that helped screw up that team besides the owners before they got him.
Well, look,
don't even.
Well,
don't
no.
Even.
Well, look
no,
at.
No. Go on. I'm done.
Yeah, okay. See, this is what you get. This is me from marrying an Everton fan. But here's my point, though. You look at David Moyes. He was told that he wasn't given enough time. David Moyes was told that, hey, we were this close to getting Gareth Bale, and it fell through. And all these things that I had planned didn't happen. And why wasn't I given more time and this and that? What I'm trying to say is there are so many ex-NBA players that have tried to become managers and they couldn't manage a basketball team. I'm a great cook, but I have no patience. If you want to learn, I guess I've been around so many people that don't care, don't want to learn, don't have whatever. And it's like, if you don't, you know.
I call BS on that because you have taught me.
Well, yeah, because you want to learn. But when you have people that don't care, that don't pay attention, that just walk off, just wander. You know, you actually like, what are you doing? What you're engaging. I can teach when someone wants, but I'm one of those people when it can take me 5 minutes to do something,
okay.
But when I...
Okay. See, that's it right there. You can do it when someone wants to learn, correct?
Yeah.
You could have, David Beckham could be the best manager if he had players who wanted to play. If Ali had players who want to win, and owners who want to support, he might be one of the best. He might be another god of soccer, Sir Alex.
But I wonder, like, how would Michael Jordan do as a manager? Because I don't think he...
And he's never had to play him. Who was it, the Warriors? Started the Warriors?
Was he their manager?
He was not only manager, owner, and player.
Of the Warriors, Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls player?
I might be thinking of someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know basketball.
I don't either, really, but I just Remember, with a firm alliance and the possession of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other. Our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Me and my wife love each other. We just love to give each other crap.
Especially about this. This is what we give each other crap about the most.
Good night, and God bless y'all. Bye-bye.